It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
Elizabeth, at the moment, we're hearing a lot in the news about more and more people getting their COVID vaccinations, which is great. But we are also hearing about some people still getting long COVID too. I know we have talked about long COVID before. Do you know if the experts are getting a greater understanding of the condition?
The first thing to say, Toby, is that there seem to be two names, and I didn't know about this. Depending on how long you've had the symptoms, people who test positive for COVID-19 and who experience effects for 4 weeks or more, they're said to have long COVID. There are, however, another set of patients who have continuous symptoms for longer than 12 weeks. Now, seemingly, they are said to have post-COVID-19 syndrome.
So does it depend on how ill you are initially then?
No, surprisingly, it's not determined by initial COVID severity. What we're finding is many people who have had mild to moderate infections can be affected. And even asymptomatic people, those with no apparent symptoms initially, can go on to develop long COVID, although this has been shown to be less clear in research.
Elizabeth, what are the main symptoms?
Many of these are still being reported, Toby, but breathlessness, cough, a type of brain fog, loss of concentration, effects on memory, joint pain, and of course, fatigue. Now, those people who already have lung conditions, they're generally issued with an oximeter because your oxygen levels can drop rapidly. It's important to monitor them if your doctor has suggested this.
What is the advice that is being given to people who are affected?
I'm afraid it can be a very slow process to recovery. Self-management seems to be the key. Each person should gauge how they feel after starting ordinary tasks, simple tasks like shopping and gardening. Not attempting too much is important. But the good news is that each piece of physical activity has been found to be effective in improving the health outcome.
When we are talking about the vaccinations, is it a good idea to mix the makes of vaccines?
Well, researchers at the University of Oxford have published a preprint of the trials very recently. What they found is that using different vaccines for first and second doses could actually lead to better immunity. Now, they also found that it was particularly beneficial for those who'd been given a first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, I think the results of this research will be very important when the government decides on a possible booster jab programme later on in the autumn.
Lastly, Elizabeth, you were telling me that a lot of people are suffering from very sore red eyes.
Yes, a local optometrist who comes into the pharmacy, they were saying that one of the reasons is because most of us are using alcoholic gels for hand hygiene and then unknowingly touching our eyes. It's something we do all of the time. We don't realise it. Now, lubricants seem to be the mainstay of treatments. There are now a large range of products available, including preservative-free medication that's recommended if applying more than 4 to 6 times a day. Now, your optometrist or indeed your local pharmacist, they'll be able to recommend a suitable product for you and try and get that redness away and make them feel much more comfortable.
As always, some very good, useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
My website's all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.